Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. We should be recording.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
Should I everyone? Say hi? Oh.
Yeah. I know. Well, I'll do a quick intro. Right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Riffing and Ranting. I'm your host, Carter, host of That Is Interesting.
I'm Quinn, host of Quinn the Cameraman.
And Brett couldn't make it today, but we're planning on doing shows regularly on Saturdays. And we've got a special guest with us today, good friend Richard.
Hi, guys. I'm Richard. Went to the same high school as Carter and Quinn.
Yeah. And as a reminder, I'll be doing a tour of the western states of the U.S. as well as the territories and West Virginia and Florida starting around December and probably going through August. So I'll continue giving you guys more information of that as we go on. But yeah, it's great to have you on the show, Richard.
Thanks, dude. Yeah,
Richard was in my year in high school. So went with him all 4 years and he was friends with Quinn and Brett too, so we all know him pretty well. It's great to have him on and catch up.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think it was like a year ago when we last talked. It was a long time ago.
And I haven't seen you since school got let out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
What was that? Like 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah. The COVID year. Yeah.
The COVID year.
But so what have you been up to since then? You're in San Diego. Are you liking it there?
Yeah, San Diego is lovely. Lovely beach, lovely beaches, lovely people, and school's really nice, and everybody's just really amazing here. And I guess professionally, not professionally, but more like academically, I've been trying to pursue my interest in cognitive science. And it's been really interesting. In a lab right now, we're doing some spatial cognition studies. Cool. So how the human brain interprets space and time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a collaboration with another lab from another college, and they're doing the human VR studies, and we're doing the rat maze running, and like we're comparing notes, we're looking at different models and see if there's like commonalities.
Wow. So you literally have like rats in maze?
Yeah, I mean, we have multiple studies running right now, and they're on different mazes. Sorry, I can't say more because it's still an ongoing study, so I can't really share my current research.
Yeah. No, that's super cool, though.
Thanks. I guess recreationally, I've been delving into some tabletop war games, and I don't know, like since I was a kid, I've always been interested in sci-fi and like, you know, Big Macs and robots and whatnot. And so like I got into Warhammer 40K. Which is like a rising franchise right now. There's some video games made for it and a new edition is coming. So it's getting a lot of people in. What else have I been doing?
We all did robotics in high school together, right?
Yeah.
Have you been doing any robotics stuff like that? Or?
I guess not, yeah. But I feel like all the skills are transport. Like you can use them in different tasks. So the things we did in the past, like some fabrication stuff, using handheld tools, those are all like skills you can transfer to the things I'm currently doing.
Okay, I remember back in high school, you would make those ships. Those were so cool.
Oh, yeah.
You've still been doing. And can you talk a little bit about like how you would go about making those? Because those were really impressive.
Yeah, dude. So I used to make spaceship models out of toothpicks and staples. And I think I started doing that since I was really young, like 15 or something. So like 8 to 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And I kept making them, and they became more and more complicated. This might be really hard to like envision, but if you guys are interested, I also post pictures of ships on Instagram. It's under the name Ships Were Built Here with a Z. Ships Were Built Here. I think it helps more with like a picture or something.
So yeah. I wonder if we could send it in like the podcast channel too.
Oh, do you want to like send in pictures?
Yeah, if you can just throw it maybe in the podcast channel.
Let's see. I do have one big picture on my computer. Everything else is on my phone. So eventually I got to a point that I had a few ships. Oh, I think I just sent it to I just sent it to the chat. Can you guys see it?
Yeah. Let's see.
Eventually I got to embedding them in resin. And I guess this picture shows the scale better. Like that is a 2 euro coin and the ships are right next to it. Yeah, I was making it for friends. I was not selling it. And I gave Quinn and Carter two of the ships in the picture, the yellow ones.
Wait, so those were staples and toothpicks?
Yep. So you have to
how did you do that?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, because like I never like realized that it was just like staples and stuff. I just like figured it was like I don't even know what I thought you like made them with, but that's crazy. Thanks, dude.
I guess it was just artsy back then and did not care about my vision at all. Maybe that's the two qualities that brought the ships to life. But eventually I just stopped making them because they were kind of taking up too much time and I kind of picked up another hobby. So, like right now, I'm just documenting the steps I made to make them, but I don't make them anymore. Maybe one day I'll revisit it, but right now I just don't think I have the energy or time.
Yeah. How long would one of them?
It would take a really long time. It would take like half a year to finish one. And then there's the resin embedding process. You kind of have to do it slowly because the really fine structures trap a lot of air bubbles. So you have to do it layer by layer. And then you have the cutting and the polishing and the final touch finish part. Yeah, it took a lot of time to make one.
And then wait, so some of them have like red and blue and like yellow in them. How do you get like the colors? Are they just like different colored toothpicks or something?
I would color them after finishing them, or maybe color them during the step. Okay. And you can kind of see I moved from colored pens to acrylic paint. So like there are more and more colors in the later ones.
And I remember you were a really talented artist in high school. Have you continued painting and things like that? And
I
you
did
ceramics as well, right?
I just kind of stopped because I applied to some art schools and did not get in. So that just kind of stopped me in my track. Yeah, I used to paint acrylic paint, some oil paint, ceramics, sterling silver ring making, I guess, and then building ships. So it was a lot. And I guess my portfolio wasn't like concentrated enough on one subject. So yeah, I got waitlisted by RISD, but I just, not have the patience to deal with them anymore.
Right.
Okay. What do you think you're gonna do like after college?
That's a good question. I don't know, man. I feel like I wanna work in a biotech company. Or maybe a research job. But right now, I'm just focusing on my lab stuff, my research. I think I'll take on more responsibilities this coming year. And maybe try to get into another lab. I'm also... this is kind of weird. So I am not a transfer student, but I'm in this like transfer student organization right now just to help them out. I kind of met somebody on LinkedIn and they introduced me to the student org, and it's just been fun, you know, helping people, connecting with other students, because transfers usually come in during junior year, so they don't have a lot of connections. And I've been just trying to help people.
Nice.
And in terms of post-college, do you have any idea of like where you'd want to stay? Would you want to stay in the U.S. or stay in San Diego, or go to other parts of the country or the world?
I would really love to see Europe and Japan.
Yeah.
I still want to do a PhD in Kokusai. So I think maybe I'll take a gap year and then start a PhD program. Then I worry about everything else after I finish it. Yeah.
Right.
CSD has a really good PhD program, so I don't know. I might stick around here for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you guys? Any plans after graduation?
Yeah, so I don't have everything fully ironed out yet, but I'm graduating in December, so I'm on like an earlier track. So I'm at least planning to do this tour and finish the U.S. Explained, film on site, things like that, which I'm really excited for, and that'll probably take, I'd say, the better part of a year, but I don't know exactly what I'm gonna do after I finish that at the moment.
Oh yeah, and I think I said this, but you're welcome to stay at our place. We're at San Diego.
Oh, of course. Yeah, so you guys might see Richard in one of the videos. Who knows? Keep your eyes peeled in the California episode.
That's going to be a long episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Illinois was over an hour, I think, in New York. So I think some of those states with a lot of big cities, large populations, you know, I expect California, probably Texas and Florida are going to be some long ones too.
A friend actually ran across the U.S. It was amazing. Really? He started from Cali and run, biked, hitchhiked, camped all his way across U.S. to, I think, either New York or Boston.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was actually at Boston during that time. So we couldn't meet because he was exhausted.
Oh.
It was...
Oh, man.
When was last that? Year, I think. It was last December. He got there on the 31st. Yeah. Took him half a year.
How long did it take
him? Actually, no, a quarter. So 3 or 4 months.
Oh.
It is crazy. Apparently, hitchhikers and bikers, like cross-country bikers, have an app, and you can stay at other people's house for a night. I don't know what's it called, but it was just really interesting to see.
Okay.
He kind of became a different person after he came back. Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. I'm sure that gives you like a really interesting perspective on life, honestly. You're just sort of going for a few months and just don't really know where you're going to stay next or anything like that, but seeing so much of the country. Have you still been running?
Because
you
were
your big cross-country guy back in the day.
Actually, we went to our high school one time, and I ran with coach again, and we... Yeah. I also brought back the friend that ran across the U.S. and another friend, and they stuck with the cross-country team the whole way, and I just, I gave up. Like, it was too much. I think I just got old, you know?
Yeah.
I run here and there, but not really every day like I used to.
Yeah.
Quite sad. Also, got run over, so that's something. I got run over by a pickup truck.
Wait, what?
You got run over?
Yeah. That was...
Jeez.
When was that?
Very good question. I think that was more than half a year ago. I was crossing... The pedestrian crosswalk, and I usually just bike across, right? And nobody bats an eye. I guess this time, it's still in the suing process. But basically, I thought the guy saw me, and the guy didn't see me, and there are two ginormous doggos in the car, so they kind of blocked his vision, and they were kind of rushing to try out some RC planes. So, I kind of rammed right into the side of the car, and my left foot got run over, and it broke.
Jeez.
It's okay, though. Ooh. I can walk. I can run now. Back on a bike. Yeah.
Okay.
God.
You've recovered a bit.
It's okay. It happens.
That's terrible.
But yeah, that's
man.
Also
sorry
something
about
you
that.
Need to be aware of when you come to San Diego. A lot of
drivers
just don't give a yep.
Not looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Yep. So, okay, so you're from Beijing originally, right? And did you live there most of your life until you came to California?
Most of my childhood and early adulthood until I turned 17, 16. And then, came to the States for high school. What's it like?
Yeah. And what's the city like?
It was a lot of, it wasn't a lot of like cultural shock because I think I was just more interested in the US. So I, not to say that the States can be captured in TV shows and whatnot, but I think I just binge watched a lot of TV shows.
Right.
When I was a kid. And so it wasn't that much of a shock for me. But I think Friends made a lot of difference.
Oh, interesting.
Not a show. The people. Like some seniors, got to know me and we became friends. So the first year wasn't too rough.
Yeah.
Were you here for four years? Yeah. It was quite crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
The first year was crazy. A lot of things happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that was tough, you know.
I did. My parents
took me to the US before you started.
New York, took me to Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
They used to travel a lot with me just to just for the sake of traveling, just visiting places. My dad really couldn't speak English quite well, and my mom used to learn. She used to speak Russian because, you know, it was that era when she grew up. So I guess she studied Russian more than English. So it was like none of us could speak English very well.
Oh, interesting.
And I see a Warhammer 40K-ish name in the audience. Hi there. My dad was a people person. And somehow he just, communicated with people without speaking English. Yeah, I guess he invented another sign language.
Yeah.
Mm. All by himself.
Okay.
How old were you when you started learning into the curriculum? So, primary school, first grade? But the school structure is different for China. So you would have 6 years of primary school. I think 3 years of middle school or 4 years of middle school. And then 3 years of high school. I'm not sure. It's been a while. But it's different from like the US model. Yeah.
Right. I'm interested in like how in sort of travel in China because we were talking to a friend of ours from Germany, and obviously like the European countries are so much smaller, so there's a lot of people who have been to tons of different countries, and they're only like a few hours away. But like China is also a huge, very geographically diverse country like the US. So I'm wondering, is it similar that people leave the country less frequently for travel? And like, have you traveled around China?
I guess
a lot?
I have, but mostly to Shanghai, so I guess the second most important city, which is quite different, but not that different from Beijing. Yeah. And then I have been to Sichuan. That's where the pandas are. Actually went there for a trip with this company to help some kids. I guess their schools are, you know, because it's in the mountains, so their schools are not that good. So we brought some equipment and books for them. And then we taught some classes. Yeah, I guess it was like a volunteer slash education trip thingy. I think I've been to Hong Kong, but it was really, I was really young, so I don't remember much. Yeah, I guess I haven't been to a lot of places. So if you want to explore China together, we can do that. Yeah.
Totally down, man. Totally down.
And then have you been to, you've been to New York and Hawaii, right? Have you been like anywhere else in the US, really?
Oh, I was visiting a lot of schools. So, visited Amherst, wherever that is.
Oh, okay.
It's like a liberal arts college. Yeah, Massachusetts.
Amherst. Oh, yeah. It's in Massachusetts.
Some other liberal arts around that I visited. Stanford did a summer session there. Really cool. Where else? Oh, I guess the Yellowstone Park. The part in Ohio.
Ohio.
It was Wyoming, not Ohio. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's in Wyoming.
Go with some that is interesting Idaho. Videos. very good question.
When were you there?
A long time ago. It was another trip like my parents took me to Yellowstone.
Okay.
I got a slingshot and started like shooting random rocks.
Nice.
Not at animals or people. I was just shooting stuff, you know? And then people were like, oh no, he's shooting things. We gotta stop him.
Yeah.
I was just slinging rocks around. With the benefit of hindsight, probably not a good idea.
Young.
I know.
Young Richard scaring the tourists. I was aiming for the,
you know, the tree. Yeah.
That's funny.
So how do people like get around? Is there public transit in most people San drive, Diego? Or are most people like
public transportation
like
is
that?
Okay. We have
because
there are trains and they go to
are
quite a lot of places.
Or anything there? Okay.
Some people, and you know, I should wear my helmet, but I don't. That is totally irrelevant. I'm just trying to show how cool I am.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, wear the helmet. Oh, I'll start wearing the helmet. If you wanna, I really wanna.
Have
go
you
down
ever
there.
Been into Tijuana? You were down there?
Ex-girlfriend's a Latina, so we were always talking about going down to Mexico. But I guess Tijuana is not her favorite place.
Yeah.
So not really. And
okay.
Another friend invited me to a wedding, so I might go down next year. Yeah, but it's never been down there. Have you been to Mexico, any part of it?
No. I mean, we've been to, we took the train down to San Antonio from LA. It goes like along the border for a little while, which is pretty interesting. And the train station, you know, it just stops briefly in El Paso, but you can get out and walk around. And that's has some really nice views of Juarez. But I've never been into Mexico though. Definitely.
I know. Yeah, it's so close to San Diego. I didn't realize it is so close, until I took this class. I think about Latin American literature, and professor recommended going there. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I looked at the map and I was like, oh, wow, neighbors. Yep.
Yeah, I mean the two cities like touch one another, which is
are the border walls are like those are they still standing? Cities.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I feel like they probably have them in the city sections.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I've seen there's like I know it goes out into the ocean for a little bit at one point. But I don't know the.
Is it more like a federal thing to put up the walls, like immigration stuff? I guess that's within the jurisdiction of the federal government.
Yeah, but then I think the states can do stuff too.
Okay.
But there are federal agencies. Like,
you still want to run for a campaign in the future, Carter?
Yeah. I worked on a campaign, which was pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah, I think like campaigns are really interesting and fun, and it could be cool to study involved politics with them in the future too. I don't know. But no, I was considering it for a while. The school I went to, you didn't have to choose your major until the end of your sophomore year. So I was able to sort of like shop around with my classes for a bit. I was looking a lot at early on at like political science and international studies. But then as the year went on, like I realized that I was much more interested in geography, and the school I'm at has a really good geography program. And plus, that's like what I'm making all my videos on, right? It's a geography channel. So it would be really helpful for that, as you know, my sort of current career path. So I decided they were the classes that I was just the most interested in. I was enjoying taking the most. So then I just
remember when we were in AP American History.
And I've been enjoying it a lot.
And you practically knew more than the teacher. Oh, that was a good time.
No, I think, yeah, I love history. And I think it's so cool how geography ties into history so much. Like, I almost think of it as of the subject as like a baseline for history and politics and economics and sort of just like studying culture and society and things like that. So I think it's a really strong baseline to have. And I try to work like so much history into my videos too. So I think they really go hand in hand in terms of like understanding a place, especially with the US explained.
Those history classes were always so much fun. Do you want to go bigger, like make a profession?
I'm definitely really enjoying it for now, and it's making me enough to get by. So it's like it is feasibly something that I could do at least out of college. So I'm probably going to continue with it for a while. Plus, I want to at least finish the US Explained, and I'm not even halfway done with that. So that's a pretty big commitment. So I'll definitely continue it as long as I still have the series to go. But I probably also don't want to do it forever, but I don't have anything fully lined up yet.
I mean, I feel like the YouTube educational landscape is really cool because it all started with Crash Course. And then it kind of got into more disciplines and more people were brought in, and then you have professional people who talk about what they do all day, engineers and stuff. I just feel like YouTube's a really good platform for this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm a big believer in it too, because I also think like there's a lot of people who are really like naturally curious and interested in things, but sort of for whatever reason get like left behind in the education system. And so it's good to have stuff out there that is really like has a mission of educating people. And it also has like such a wide reach. Like obviously my channel is not having the influence in somebody's individual educational life as like their school. But it's also reaching so many people. So I'm able to have a little bit of influence in teaching a lot of people, you know, something new every now and then, which I think is
really cool. Do you think you'll expand into other social media platform? I would really love to see an educational TikTok video from you.
Honestly, yeah, I'm definitely considering it. I think sort of it's tough because so much of what I do is like really long form, detailed videos. Like so many of them are like 45 minutes long at least. So I don't know how you sort of, it would be tough to sort of distill those things down. And maybe it's just, maybe I'm just taking like short clips or something like that. But it's definitely something that's been a growing trend. But I also think the long form stuff is really valuable because I always basically, I mean, making a longer video is always a lot more work for me, right? It's a lot more editing. It's a lot more writing and research. And I used to try to make them much shorter, but I got to the point where I didn't want to leave anything out. So I would go and write things. And I just wanted to make sure that I was telling the entire story, and however long it would be, you know, that's what it would be. So. Oh, someone said probably learn more from your channel than most of my classes. Well, no, thank you. Honestly, like I'm glad to help. And also like geography is something that's just, so missed out on. I think it's such a missed opportunity, especially in the US.
I think somebody wants to ask a question or something.
But yeah, if anyone has questions, just send them in the chat and we'll go and answer them. But yeah, feel free to ask like any questions you guys want of either us or Richard or all of the above. Am I going to make Australian states explain to or even Canadian provinces? Like definitely toying with the idea. It depends, I think, mostly on how worn out I am after I finish the US Explained. But with Australia and Canada, we're not talking anywhere near as large of a episode commitment. So I think it's certainly a possibility, but I'm definitely not going to promise anything until I get to it. Also, because I have a lot, I have much less familiarity with it than I do with the US. I mean, I haven't been to Canada since I was like 5 years old, and I've never been to Australia. So
there's a really good Canadian show called Letterkenny. Letterkenny. It's about, you know, people in a small town.
It's a Letterkenny.
And their stories. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I think Canada is very interesting because, like, so much of its history goes really hand in hand with American history. Like, so many, a lot of early settlers in Ontario were British colonial loyalists who fled the 13 colonies. And then, you know, so many people live within just a few hours of the U.S. border, too. Plus, then you have, like, the language ties. You know, lots of common immigration trends throughout history. So there is a sort of element of shared culture, history, and geography, but then it's also a really different place, which I think is really cool. So that could certainly be a possibility.
Ooh, let's see.
I've been what are to all the countries Thailand. You've been to, Richard?
I've been to... I went on this, like, cruise thing. And then we kind of stopped in all the South Asian countries, Malaysia,
Oh, cool.
I don't think never Japan. Oh, God, what's it called? Oh, no, what's it called? On the other side of the mountain of the Himalayan mountain. Oh, God, what's it called? Nepal, yeah, been to Nepal. It was more like a business trip. I tagged along with my mom and her friends. so that wasn't pleasant at all. No, I did not get a chance to see that.
Did you see Mount Everest?
No, we should have, but somehow we were just walking on the street most of the time.
That's really cool.
How many countries have you been to, Carter and Quinn?
I think for me, 7 or 8 at this point.
Yeah, I've been to... whatever Quinn's number is, plus 3. It's mostly been, like, this last year.
It's, like, 11 for you?
Let's think. U.S., Argentina, Spain, South Africa, Iceland, Greenland, Denmark, depending on whether you count those as separate, Germany, France. Netherlands, Luxembourg. So it's, either 10 or 11, depending on...
Do we count Canada?
I don't know, because, like, we had a layover there, but then also the time we were there, I was, like, so young.
Yeah.
But I hardly remember it, so I'd want to do, like... I definitely, like, hope to go back.
Yeah.
Okay, looks like we have a few questions. Have I been to Wisconsin? Yeah, I have. So I'm currently in Minnesota, and Wisconsin's right next door. So I've been there a number of times. It's a cool state. The Driftless area is really beautiful. I haven't really spent too much time out by the lake or anything, but I actually went up to Ashland, Wisconsin, Bayfield, that area. By what's it called? By the Apostle Islands. In the winter time, and did some like snowshoeing, walked out on Lake Superior when it was frozen. So that was a really cool experience. Wisconsin's it's a nice state. What are the top countries you've yet to go to that you're interested in visiting?
New Zealand, definitely.
I'll answer that. Yeah, I definitely put New Zealand on my list. Yeah, it would be cool to visit Australia too. Some of the larger countries that just have these, like Brazil or China.
Canada again.
Yeah, Canada for sure. I think the UK would be really interesting to see. Spend a good amount of time.
New Zealand's definitely on the list.
What about for you, Richard?
And definitely for the Lord of the Rings related reasons. Canada, and I guess I want to go to Europe more.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a question, do we swap speakers from week to week? Yeah, so we'll have, I'm sure we'll eventually have some recurring speakers. But yeah, we swap speakers week to week. And we, for those who are new, we also have a third co-host, Brad. He just couldn't make it today.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're getting some spicy questions, huh? Well, I don't know, we're not really interested in talking like politics in this podcast, just because, I mean, maybe we'll get there eventually, but we're at least going to try to start, have it be more chill, you know? No, I don't tell people what university I'm at the moment for privacy reasons, but once I'm out of there, sure, I'll make it public. It's a nice school. let's see what else we got. Where do we rank Montreal as a world-class city? Never been to Montreal. Would love to go. That sort of like French-Canadian culture is really interesting, I think. And some of my ancestors came into the U.S. from Quebec. So it would be cool to see for that reason, too.
Somebody's talking about Australia's spider problem.
Australia's spiders, yeah. That's what you hear about, for sure.
Classic.
Spiders the size of your face and all that.
I don't think have you ever
been
well.
To Australia, Richard?
Yeah. I saw this video of a tractor.
Really?
At a workplace, and there are like hundreds of spiders just spinning webs on it.
Yeah.
And crawling all over the place. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm brave enough.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe you don't have to trek across the outback, you know.
From the boxing kangaroos.
But I'm sure you'd be okay
invade the cities too.
I don't know though. Esther, you do get wild animals in the city sometimes. I mean, I was in South Africa, I was in Cape Town, and there were actually baboons that would come down from the hills. And like they would just like dig through the trash cans and like chuck the trash cans and stuff. They'd like climb on people's rooftops. It was really funny. But they're kind of dangerous, you know. You don't wanna be getting in a fight with baboons.
Sure. Yeah, we just have like rats and birds where I am.
And birds. What is it they call? They call pigeons sky rats, right? At least I've heard that in New York.
Wait, what?
Those lines. Pigeons?
I've never heard that.
They call them something like that. I don't know.
It's like a raccoon infestation in San Diego. You can see them everywhere. Yeah. Basically, the mascot of the uni at this point.
Oh, wow.
There was a raccoon that tried to climb in my window once. Quinn was around for that.
Oh, but yeah. That was terrifying. It was like 3 a.m.
3 a.m., we just wake up. Quinn's crashing at my place, so he's like sleeping on the floor. There's a raccoon. There's this scratching at the window. This raccoon is trying to get inside. someone asked if I've been to Duluth. Yes, Duluth is probably one of my favorite places in Minnesota. Great city. It's, you know, it's a little out of the way. If Minnesota in general is a little out of the way, but if you're up there, definitely recommend. I didn't mountain bike there. I don't have my bike out in. Actually, all three of us have done a decent amount of mountain biking. And Brett too. But I never ended up like shipping my bike up to campus. I haven't done any mountain biking up here. But I've heard the up in the Iron Range, I know there's a lot of like old like mines and quarries and things like that they've converted to trails and done riding up there. But that would be pretty sweet. I did some cliff jumping up in Duluth, which was really fun. Yeah, it's like it's a really small city, so there's just a lot of really cool nature nearby, which is really nice.
Wait, were we all on the
crashed tire
or
slashed tire award for most improved?
Yeah, I think so.
It was funny. Yep, there was this one time. Do you remember? I went super fast down the hill, and then there was a little ramp, and I just flew into the air. Like Superman pose, and then landed. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, wow! That's...
Yeah, mountain biking is so fun. There's a lot, definitely a lot of good riding in California.
Yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately,
you ever gone into surfing, Richard, down there in San Diego?
There was a period, I think it was last fall or winter. I mean, there's no winter in San Diego, but we used to run on the beach after dark, and that was like the nicest thing ever.
Yeah.
But no surfing.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sweet to have the beach just right there at campus.
Yeah. So for college, me and Carl left California. Is there any reason why you stayed?
I guess there's some options that I could have, you know, chosen to leave the state, but. I think I got into Amherst, but you know it was a liberal arts.
Mm-hmm.
What's that gonna do?
Okay.
I mean, I actually don't know because I don't have that experience now. I just feel like a bigger university will give me a better experience because our high school is kind of small. So I think I just wanted to change it up. You know. Go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you apply to a lot of
some
schools
liberal arts
out of California
in Massachusetts?
Or they mostly in state.
And yeah, but I think that was it. And then some UCs.
Yeah. No, one thing I think it would be cool to do is take the surf liner down to San Diego. Take the train down, you know, because I feel like San Diego is it's the California city where I've spent the least time. I've only been there once, and it's not that far, but it's like you have to go through all the LA traffic to get there, right? kind of boxed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe the train would help. Help skip that. I guess you probably fly in.
Actually, though, never deal with the, taken the train before.
Do you ever deal with the LA traffic?
We usually just drive up to LA or. But we do have an airport here, so that's also an option.
Right, yeah. So you normally
I actually fly haven't been into, home for some time. Like,
you normally fly into LA
almost 2 years. Drive. So there's not a lot of traveling all around. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So San Diego.
Is there anything you guys want to ask or like want to talk about specifically, like? How's Brad doing?
I don't really think I have anything.
Yeah. He's doing good. Yeah, it's too bad he couldn't make it today. But it's doing this podcast is fun too, because it's keeping us in touch with people that sometimes, like people like you, that we haven't talked to in a while. So it's nice, and we'll probably. Yeah, we'll bring on a different guest, and sometimes it'll be like our old friends and things like that.
Ooh, celebrities.
I think we're also lining up some more well known people too.
That's really cool. But
it's been minor celebrities. Like my tier celebrities, but
like The Rock.
Would you be interested to do a collab with the guy?
Maybe like Obama next week,
New York.
Like, spread the word.
I think he has a lot to say about his experience running and biking through the U.S.
Yeah.
I'll hook you guys up. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, that would be super cool. Feel free to like. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I think people who watch my channel at least, and who listen to this podcast are would be really interested in hearing about.
I think he became more conservative,
seeing the country from his perspective
after that experience, because
that'd be awesome.
He was going through some southern states for some reason, and. He had a lot of quite positive experience, and people were helping him, giving him a ride to places and offering their homes for him to stay. So I think that really changed his political view a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interacting with a lot of people from the South. I mean, people in the South, at least from my experience, are so friendly and hospitable. Definitely not surprising that a lot of people are opening their homes up to him. Great. Yeah, no, that'd be super cool.
I was thinking about that. I was talking to Alan the other day. Oh, really?
Yeah, we got Alan on for a show in a few weeks.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
That's,
I think he started next week. This club to help people, get into,
cool
like,
to
start their own company. And he watched a lot of Interstellar, Nolan's movie. So they designed a logo just like the top. it's funny. But,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Frank and him were trying to start a company in their gap year. Yeah. I should probably leave it for his episode.
No, yeah, spoilers. Yeah, he was telling me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, so it'll be fun. We've got definitely got a cool lineup coming.
Yeah.
We'll record every Saturday. So
yeah, I think next quarter will be relatively breezy. I hope. Mm-hmm.
But
I'm trying to do this like honors research project. But I'm not sure what or like how I'll do it. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. No, I thought about doing one of those. Is it sort of like you go and you get like you submit, get approval from your department, and then it's definitely a huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like. That should be really cool, though. I mean, if you are doing some research that you're really interested in, just being able to go all in on that could be really cool.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much for having me.
Anyways, man. Well, it's been great to have you on. It's been great to hear from you. Glad you can make it.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
And yeah, I think we can wrap it up here, and we'll see you guys all back here next week on Saturday. So, yeah, plan on having a live show every Saturday. So hopefully it's a time and date that people are more able to make it. But yeah, thank you so much, Richard. It's been great talking to you, man. Okay, bye, everyone.
Right. See you guys.